Sir, Indu Sarkar film, of course, about to release, but the CBFC has asked to censor certain words, remove certain words. What's your plan of action now?
My plan of action is I'm waiting for the CBFC to give me the showcase notice, which they give it to us after the movie. The exact words and all, it's some 16 or 17. So I'm just waiting today evening or tomorrow morning, possibly it will come. And then I'm going to approach to the tribunal or the revising committee among the thing, because first I want to see, then I'll take a point of view with my team also, then I'll approach the next course. Definitely I'm not going to accept the cut, so I'm going further.
So there's no thought about removing any of those words at all?
No question about it, because I feel it will lose the essence of the film. And it is normal words, I mean, say, which have been, we already, every day we see any channel or any news, they keep talking words like communist, RSS, Akalis. Don't we heard this word? Kishore Kumar. So these are the words that have been spoken every day. So there's nothing like that. There's no foul language or something in the film. So I feel, and this is a movie which has, Indu Sarkar has been researched, documented, and people have made documentaries on it. So why not in the film? My contention is that.
Much has been spoken about also the freedom of expression of filmmakers, considering that Pehlaj Nilani, the chairman, is actually asking for too much censorship in almost every film. But then, does this these words really will change the line of the film?
See, definitely I'm not going to compromise in changing the words. And what has passed in the trailer, डायलॉग्स एक देश में गांधी के मायने बदल चुके हैं या तुम लोग जिंदगी भर माँ बेटी की गुलामी करोगे, इफ इट हैज पास्ड इन द ट्रेलर सो व्हाई नॉट इन द फिल्म, व्हाई नॉट इन द फिल्म, आई मीन दिस फिल्म इज नॉट डिफरेंट, इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ माय ट्रेलर. So I feel that I would definitely have all the legal recourses and all the remedies which is available for me as a filmmaker, and I try to get the film without any cuts.
Also, sir, this is not just one controversy, but also Indu Sarkar being objected by the Congress Party leaders. They are asking you to release the film or show them the film before
the release. No, there's no question to showing the film to any political party. There's no point, because today somebody is asking me to show, tomorrow somebody else is asking to. We have a legal notice from who says she's Sanjay Gandhi's daughter, Priya Paul, her name is, and we already had given her the notice, counter notice also. So she also wants to see the film. I don't know why should I show my film to anybody? Because ultimately CBFC is going to give me, the censor board is going to give me the certificate which when I'm going to get released the movie on 28th July. So there's no question. One, I'm getting attacked by all the fronts. Somebody wants to see the movie. Somebody says, "K, I'm the daughter." Some political party is basically after me because they have not seen the film. They don't know what the film is about. They're just reacting to a 3-minute trailer. They should see the film in holistic manner. They should see the film in totality, then decide. It is what I'm telling is nothing. You can't deny emergency, na? You deny emergency, so I'll deny my thing also in the film. There's certain facts which is there, which is very much part of the history, and let the people of India, let the people of youth see this film.
Also, last question to you, sir. You are going to move the tribunal also. You are saying if at all the CBFC doesn't. And your date of release for the movie is July 28th. Yeah. Are you positive everything will go smooth?
I hope so. Trust me, I really hope so. I'm getting sleepless night every day. From last 4 days, I have not slept properly. And I'm not, it's like so many things going. I'm in traveling, promoting film, meeting people, interacting with people. But I hope things sorted out. And I hope, I'm keeping my finger crossed. I hope I get a positive thing from the tribunal or the revising. And I hope the film has a smooth release.
Also, last question to you. Have you also got any sort of threats? Because this is a controversial film.
See, threats was already that somebody wanted to blacken my face. Somebody has issued a fatwa for 1 lakh rupee. See, I have friends in every party. I have friends in Congress also, BJP also, every party. They had told me to change certain names or put a disclaimer, which I am trying to. But, you know, ultimately what? Because it is not basically threat, it's undercurrent, like, you know, the way they are friends of mine. So they're telling why you want to get into this whole thing. But when I tell about them, you don't want to blacken a face of an author who has written book on emergency. You don't want to put a fatwa on who have made documentary on emergency, but you want to target a filmmaker who has made a film which is showing the fact about what happened during the emergency, the event. And another thing, the film is not docudrama. of emergency. It is not on individual. It is not a biopic on anybody. It's a film which is a backdrop. So I hope in today's generation that the kind of support I got social media is huge, humongous, and overwhelming support from all the social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And they said, we are with you. Madhur, please fight for the cuts and we are with you. I think that's really great, a film which is, it's like, I don't know why political people are getting so much upset with the whole thing.
Well, thank you so much. All the best for your film, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Keep listening to Times News Radio.